Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, patchy clouds, a low of 64. He's the Libertarian candidate for state assembly in the 66th district, but also an executive officer with the Racine Taxpayers Association. And George Myers does not support the proposed downtown events center with its funding plan. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Myers said the economy is driven by workers, productivity, and investment, not consumption.
And so for us to be putting money into it as taxpayers to say we're going to make a venue here where there's more consumption, more things happening to help build up business, simply doesn't work that way. Yes, there will be some people that benefit from it, perhaps the retailers in the area, but the amount of money taken out of the economy in other areas where the rest of the taxpayers live more than offsets, unfortunately, that little bit of gain.
Meyer said based on the Racine Raiders football team's success, the city would be a very good place for the Milwaukee Bucks to locate their D-League basketball team with lower taxes and regulations on businesses. A few members of the Racine County Executive Committee offered thoughts on the proposed event center for Racine's lakefront to go with a privately built hotel and restaurant, and the city's request for a one-third county investment toward a $30 million government share of the arena financing during a meeting last night that included a presentation from Mayor John Dickert on financing the project. County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zenner Richards talked about the need for due diligence.
I would recommend that we sit down and we think about the things that may be obstacles that we might have to overcome to do this. I think it's a worthwhile project to spend our time on doing that. There's no doubt about that. It's already generated a lot of excitement. So I guess I'm not sure what the next steps are.
Supervisor Kiwe Shakur said we need to grow and enhance where the opportunities are, adding this is something that needs to happen. No date for the county's next meeting on the issue has been scheduled at this point. A Milwaukee teenager who just turned 17 last week has been waived into adult court to face 17 felony charges related to break-ins at four car dealerships along Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant between July 4th and the 13th. Javon Deville has been charged with being party to the crimes of burglary, theft, and attempted theft, and criminal damage to property. He made an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court this afternoon. According to court documents, he allegedly confessed to driving friends to Racine County and being involved in the break-ins and thefts from Pocaro Ford, Pullman Dodge, Racine Toyota, and Racine Hyundai. Deville was arrested by Milwaukee police after they located a car stolen from Racine Hyundai and found him in possession of the keys. Deville will return to court September 8th for a preliminary hearing on the charges. Former NFL receiver Andre Rison, who was on the Packers' 1996 Super Bowl team and caught a touchdown from Brett Favre, has pleaded guilty to probation violation with failure to maintain child support payments plus testing positive for marijuana. A federal judge ordered Rison to continue on probation, but he could go to prison with another violation. The government will now garnish $922 a month from his NFL pension to cover the child care. Rison played for seven NFL teams from 1989 to 2000. Wisconsin's federally insured banks saw their earnings slip, but assets grow in the first half of 2016 compared to last year. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says Wisconsin's FDIC-insured banks reported a combined net income of $518 million for the quarter ending June 30th, compared to $614 million a year ago, while assets grew to $107.2 million. Associated Bank of Green Bay's net income of $55.6 million for the quarter was highest among the full-service Wisconsin banks insured by the FDIC. Waterstone Bank in Wauwatosa was second with $7.8 million, followed by Johnson Bank of Racine with $6.6 million of net income. Nine of the 231 state institutions reported a loss for the quarter, while among the 186 state-chartered banks, net income grew 11.3% in the first 6 months. San Francisco is the best running city in America based on a report in Runner's World magazine, which surveyed more than 250 cities. It ranked them for running households per capita, climate, crime rates, trails available to runners, and accessibility to healthy foods. Madison is 12th with 11.5 parks per 10,000 residents and more than 200 miles of trails, including the Military Ridge State Trail and UW Arboretum. Seattle is number 2 on the list, followed by Boston, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. Chicago ranks 11th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.